we love professional wrestling.
Acknowledge me.
This is Sunday night's main event.
The cream of the crop.
Nobody does it better.
On the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Because you love something fresh and new, don't you?
We deserve better, people.
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
My God, what an impact.
We continue on the road to WrestleMania 38. And while both main events have now been announced for the two-night spectacular, the owner of WWE, who's twice as old as WrestleMania, is rumored to be getting back in the ring? While we don't know if Vince is going to be wrestling for WWE, we can say that AJ Styles is, as more contract news trickles down. AEW's Revolution pay-per-view is a week from tonight, but Tony Khan is promising a huge announcement on Dynamite this Wednesday that could change wrestling forever. Well, we'll see about that, but one thing we do know AEW is delivering for us, we are getting a taste with special guests AEW tag team Jeff Parker and Matt Lee, Canada's own 2.0. Join us live on the show today. Hey, I'm Mike McGuire. This is Canada's wrestling radio show, Sunday night's main event, powered by Great Lakes Beer, a fiercely independent brewery. Order online at greatlakesbeer.com. Thanks for listening on TSN Radio, the News Talk and iHeartRadio Talk Networks, or online at snmeradio.com. We also have exclusive bonus shows, extended interviews, and more daily content being added at our Patreon page, which you can get for about $1 a week at patreon.com/snmeradio. In just a few moments, Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer is standing by with some details on all these headlines. And one of the fastest rising tag teams in wrestling, AEW's 2.0, are also going to be joining us in just a few minutes. So without further ado, let's get to some of the biggest stories in wrestling this week with the Five Count.
You want
to
hear the breaking news?
While the excitement for WrestleMania season is always a big thing this time of year, fans have become accustomed now to paying attention to contract statuses of wrestlers during the countdown to the Showcase of the Immortals. Reports surfaced this week that AJ Styles has re-upped for 3 more years in WWE. He's made it no secret that he wants to end his career there and even work behind the scenes when he's done in the ring. A lot of fans were surprised after 11 years, Cesaro, aka Claudio Castagnoli, has left WWE. There's no official statement on either side, but several WWE stars made a point to make a very gracious post or two towards Cesaro on his way out. And while a lot of people thought that this guy would be leaving AEW for WWE, there's reports that Brian Cage, who hasn't been seen on AEW television in weeks, had the renewal options on his contract picked up for the first time in about 21 years. It's actually getting really interesting to see where wrestlers are going to be ending up in the months ahead. Well, one guy we know that returned to the ring this past Friday night was X-Pac in a tag match for GCW against Brian Myers and NWA champion Matt Cardona. Sean Waltman, X-Pac, teamed with Joey Janela in what has seemingly started a new feud with Janela post-match. The former 1-2-3 Kid is 49 now. He looked to be in pretty good form considering he had been out of action for so long, and this feud with Janela might be the retirement feud for Waltman. Okay, is he or isn't he? Vince McMahon getting in the ring at age 76. Somehow, the announcement that Vince McMahon was going to be appearing on Pat McAfee's show. Of course, McAfee has wrestled for NXT. He's the commentator on SmackDown. He's also wildly popular outside of wrestling. Anyway, this announcement has turned into rumors of a McAfee versus McMahon match at WrestleMania. Sometimes we just love to run wild with this stuff, don't we? Well, here's the fact. Nothing has been announced yet, but if a feud does generate from this, it's probably more likely that Austin Theory is somehow going to be involved. At least that's what one would think. Or hope. Yeah, hope. That's the word. Shout out to everybody listening on TSN 1260 across Alberta. You might want to make the road trip to the Dome down in Cowtown because the Hitmen, the junior hockey league team in the WHL that Brett once owned a piece of, is celebrating their second annual Bret Hart Night this Saturday, March 5th. The game will be a battle of Alberta between the Edmonton Oil Kings and the Calgary Hitmen. And post-show, Alberta's Prairie Wrestling Alliance wheel a ring out onto the ice and are going to be having a series of matches. The PWA was a home territory for wrestlers like Jinder Mahal, Natalya, Tyson Kidd, Harry Smith, as well as many other Canadian wrestlers around the world. And they're still generating stars today. It's pretty cool. The entire night comes with a custom Bret Hart jersey. All proceeds go to the Calgary Prostate Center, which Brett credits for saving his life after his own battle with prostate cancer a few years back. And this is worth mentioning, just a reminder, unless you're personally invited and even then, really think about it. Don't show up unannounced at wrestlers' homes. Mia Yim is the latest wrestler to have to speak out about fans showing up unannounced at her and Keith Lee's home. Now, there's no details as to whether it was a personal visit or something dropped off, but either way, that should just be a no-no no matter what. Doesn't sound like anything bad happened, but just no, don't do it. All right, we're loaded up this week with a great show for you. AEW's Revolution pay-per-view is a week away, but TK is promising an industry-changing announcement this Wednesday. What does that mean? We're going to find out the latest from the Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer, plus AEW stars Matt Lee and Jeff Parker 2.0. Join us live on the show to talk about their amazing first few months in AEW and more. We got a great one for you this week, right here on Sunday Night's Main Event.
Follow Sunday Night's Main Event on Twitter at SNME Radio. This is Sunday Night's Main Event on TSN Radio.
Octo is an angry octopus. Usually he's quite surly.
What did you say to me?
But when he gets mad...
You ain't so smart, is you?
He becomes angry.
Go home and brush your sister's hair.
It's been said that his sour attitude is due to a slight disagreement with the Great Lakes Brewers.
Those guys better have eyes in the back of their head.
They said they would use 8 ingredients and Octo's beer would be 8%.
But it ain't!
Octo likes the number 8.
What's not to like about it?
The Brewers apologized for the 8, but that made Octo more irate.
Hey, you want to go me?
Nevertheless, there's still something likable about Octo.
Your hat looks like a toilet.
Well, sort of.
Sit down.
Octopus wants to fight by Great Lakes Brewery.
That's right.
It's time.
It's time for the Wrestling Observer Insider. With Dave Meltzer on Sunday Night's Main Event.
Now, Dave, I don't know if I'm pulling back the curtain too much here, but there was a time in particular where the rumor was that maybe some of these tips and information bits you would get, companies like WWE or WCW or AEW would literally just tell you, hey, here's the scoop that we're not going to tell anybody else. You go have at her. We want the buzz going. Is that a fair statement to make?
I mean, certainly at times, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it varies, you know.
Yeah.
Certainly WCW, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah, which and WWE, you know, many times. Many times, actually. And, you know, but they spread it around now. You know what I mean? Like it's different people. And, you know, but yeah, sometimes, whatever. I mean, it's usually more responses to questions that I have. I'm not the guy that WWE sends the Fast Nationals to on Friday nights when Rampage does a low number, put it that way. But they do that like every week, you know, if the number's bad.
Then I have to ask you, as the guy who would probably be one of the closest to know, is Vince McMahon going to be wrestling in the ring at WrestleMania?
He is listed for a match at WrestleMania, but it's going to be a gimmick. He's not going out there and going to do a pro wrestling match. There's going to do, you know, interference. And I was told it's going to be a smoke and mirrors type of deal. But yes, it will be advertised as a match and they will try to deliver something. And, you know, Austin Theory will be involved, obviously. And
well, then that to me is what makes the most sense here. So for those that don't know the story, we did talk about it in the five count a few minutes ago, but the rumor is that Vince McMahon, because he was announced as being a guest on Pat McAfee's show coming up, which is a podcast, it's a talk show, it's a radio show.
Well, that's to set up the angle.
This is to set it up, though, and that's what the implication seems to be, is that there will be an angle coming out between Vince and Pat McAfee.
And they will announce a match, and then they will try to figure out a way. Actually, from what I'm told, they already have it all figured out, how they're going to do it.
Between each other, though.
Yeah. So it's not going to be a traditional match, but it will be advertised as a match. And then we will get to it. And then they will, you know, have all the, you know, all the gimmicks that they can do to make sure. Because Vince is 76 years old, you know, almost 77.
He's twice as old as WrestleMania.
Yeah. He is, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
I did the math. See, you're not the only numbers guy around here.
Yeah. But WrestleMania's catching up, though.
The craziest thing to me in all this, though, is that we are weeks away from WrestleMania. And I understand, we've talked about this with AEW. They can get away with short, quick buildups.
Yeah.
But it's Pat McAfee. It's yeah. It's not even a regular star on the roster. It's not Adam Pearce. It's not, oh, I don't know, anybody but Pat McAfee. We know he can wrestle. We know we've seen him do things with Adam Cole. I think Adam Cole probably helped out a lot in that situation.
Yeah, but he was phenomenal for doing a first match, though. No matter what.
I don't know how they're going to. It's going to have to be something amazing.
It'll be all the shortcuts. It can be done. I mean, they've done it, you know, they've done it before. They did Bret Hart Vince McMahon match years ago, which was horrendous, but they did do it.
I don't know. We've got Vince McMahon wrestling. We've got Logan Paul and The Miz, which we saw coming.
Johnny Knoxville.
That's already happened.
Steve Austin. You know, there's probably one or two more. We know the one guy we know won't be wrestling is Undertaker.
Not at all. He's not going to do a choke slam or anything, you think?
He may very well do that, but he's not going to do a match. Yeah.
Not going to be a match. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, why have the actual wrestler wrestling when we can get Vince and Johnny Knoxville in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, and that's not even a shot. I get it. I love WrestleMania. I'll never forget. And I don't know what your thoughts were back then on this, but when Snooki showed up and everybody's like, oh, Snooki, right.
Yeah, she was fine.
She was great. She did great. You know, I mean, it wasn't, you know, you're not.
And that's part of WrestleMania is the celebrity match. And sometimes they suck and sometimes they surprise you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that, you know, there'll be probably a little bit of both at this year's show.
Okay. We have 2.0 joining us on the show as soon as we're done here together, Dave. Looking very forward to talking to these guys. Looking forward to AEW Revolution. But now we're all looking forward to Wednesday because Tony Khan is dropping another one of these big announcements. Now, he said once again, this is something that could change wrestling forever. And we've heard could rock wrestling to its core. And do we have any idea what this is going to be?
I think it's a business thing, but I don't know what it is. I probably shouldn't say this, but when Ring of Honor first was about to shut down, if you remember, there was the story that the tape library is for sale. And I'd actually been in contact with Tony Khan. And I said, like, is this true? And he just goes, as far as I know, no. Okay. And you would think that if the tape library is for sale, the two people who would know would be Vince McMahon and Tony Khan. So I figured, okay, the tape library is not for sale. Then I don't know what it was. A couple weeks later, something happened. I kind of inquired and I got a very different answer. Not a yes, but it was just like not a no, which told me they might be selling the tape library. So that would make sense. There's a lot of tape of Danielson and CM Punk. And then the whole thing is AEW needs to build up its own tape library to sell it. That's like a long-term play. And maybe that's it too. Maybe it has to do with the sale of a tape library or a streaming service deal. I don't think it's a talent because the next big talent would be Jeff Hardy. And I don't think they can announce that till March 9th. But it do, I don't think it would be a talent. I think it would be some sort of a business thing. And I don't know. You know, I mean, that's, you know, streaming service deal, TV deal, tape library deal. But I think it's like a new big deal is what I think it is. But I really don't know anything on this one.
That's the thing, though, with these Tony Khan announcements, and no disrespect to the guy. I hope to have him on the show eventually and pick his brain one-on-one a bit. But I get being excited about your product. I get wanting to promote and I get wanting to hype things up. But when you constantly say you're going to offer things that are going to change the landscape of wrestling, and some have been pretty impressive. You know, I mean, the first dance with CM Punk was an event unto itself. You're never going to have anything like that again in wrestling anytime soon. It's just not going to happen. If he comes out on Wednesday and says Rampage is going to 2 hours, that's not going to be anything to get all that excited about, right? So I guess that's where the skepticism on my end comes. There are some people are talking about how he might be forming the first ever wrestlers professional union. Some speculation on that because, I mean,
well, that wouldn't come from him. That would come from the wrestler. So no, I don't think so. Plus, an owner doesn't want a union. I mean, it's like, I'm not saying he would be against it because he works in football, works in soccer. They have unions. So it's not like he's going to, but that wouldn't be from his side. I don't think, I mean, but who knows? Yeah. Who knows what I do know. And I know very little is it was negotiations that were going on real hard a week ago, Thursday.
Right.
Once you go public with it, you got to be pretty confident with it. And then when he said, you know, when he announced the day, obviously the deal's closed, you know, so it was something that came together on Thursday of last, not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before is when this deal came together. That I could tell you.
Okay. On that note, now that you bring that up, actually, putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. EC3, Adam Scher, they announced their Control Your Narrative promotion. Imminent TV, is there any more fearsome words in wrestling to hear a promoter say than TV deal imminent? Is this
until I see
news anymore?
Look, here's the deal. There's 300 stations in the United States, mm-hmm. and probably 250 of them. Yeah, you could get on, but it's absolutely worthless. I mean, OVW's got TV all over the place. Nobody watches it. Nobody knows about it. MLW's had TV constantly, but it's not significant. There are people who watch MLW TV, but it's still not that significant. If you're on TV in a top 30 to 50 station, that's news. If you've got TV, to me, that's not even news anymore. I know a lot of people right now who are working on trying to get a TV deal because of the success of AEW and obviously WWE. You know, you kind of look and throw those numbers out and try to pitch a TV station. But, you know, again, where's the talent coming from? EC3 is not really a big star. Braun Strowman was a real big star. The rest, you know, who else do they really have? I mean, AEW had a lot of big stars when they launched, you know, and that helped out a great deal, you know, and without a solid roster. And there isn't no solid roster because almost everyone, with a few exceptions, that's worth anything is either with WWE and AEW right now. And if they were worth a lot, both of those companies would want you, other than, okay, Strowman's like kind of one that fell through the cracks. He doesn't really fit into what AEW does, and WWE cut him. But for the most part, getting a competitive roster together is almost impossible now.
I don't know. It's like saying you got a good deal at the grocery store. In my mind, at this point, it's like, oh, I got a good deal at the grocery store, but so can everybody else.
It's like New Japan, when they were, you know, New Japan was searching and searching and searching for years for TV, and New Japan has a little bit of a track record for drawing a couple of years ago on Access. And they do have stars, or they certainly will have big, big stars once the restrictions are over.
Speaking of stars that are and aren't available, we heard the news that AJ Styles has re-upped for 3 years, says he wants to work with WWE until he's done in the ring and maybe even afterwards as a producer, agent. Brian Cage re-upping, apparently, with AEW. This was news to him on his Twitter, though.
I don't know 100% that that's true, but okay. It's certainly gone around. But nobody's denied it. The longer it goes with nobody denying it, the more I think it's probably true.
And then the big surprise, of course, we seem to get one of these a week now. Claudio Castagnoli, Cesaro, free agent.
Free agent. Yeah, his contract expired. He had backdoor communication with AEW, and he certainly had communication with WWE, and they couldn't come to terms. And what that means or where he winds up. I mean, he's going to wind up somewhere. He's a talented guy. I think most people right now, you know, unless it's like somebody gigantic, I don't think that AEW is looking at you know, giant money for anybody. I mean, Jeff Hardy, yes. But Jeff Hardy's more of a proven commodity as far as being a marquee star.
Right.
You know, Cesaro, Claudio. I mean, great, great wrestler. And there were times in WWE where I think that they could have done something with him. I mean, the momentum was there and they just dropped the ball because Vince didn't see it in him. So it's probably in some ways, maybe not for his pocketbook, but for his career, it's probably good that he's out. If there were no restrictions, I think he would be a fantastic fit for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Just his style for Japan. It's an authentic WWE guy who's tall and can go like nobody's business. I think he'd be phenomenal in New Japan. And maybe that's where he winds up. But the restrictions make that difficult. And AEW, look, if AEW wants him, he'll be there. I don't know if they do or they don't. I don't know what they think of him right now.
So this was a case of him choosing not to re-up then. This wasn't a case of WWE just letting the deal expire.
I would actually credit it more to WWE not making a great deal with him, as opposed to him getting a... Like he didn't get a deal like Sami Zayn got, put it that way, or even close. If he had gotten a deal like that, I'm sure he would have stayed. I mean, it's mutual, but it's really more a WWE decision to not go high with him. And by knowing they're not going high with him, it pretty much tells him that he can stay for not high money and do nothing. And at that point, maybe it's better to leave.
That's fair enough, too, I guess. I mean, the only people that know are WWE and Claudio. I hope we're calling him Claudio now. I mean, I think we can.
Claudio would be, yeah, that's the name. And I'm sure that's the name he'll go by going forward, yeah.
So we have an AEW pay-per-view this weekend. I like throwing this up because, I mean, you get to give all the dirt and all the facts, but I do like just talking wrestling with you. AEW has a loaded card for
it's
Revolution
a
this
card.
Weekend.
Yeah, on paper, I look at this card and it's just like, but you know, their last two shows, their last two pay-per-views were phenomenal. The Chicago show was one of the all-time great pay-per-views. The November Full Gear show in the ring match to match was fantastic.
There's a lot of matches. Which is the one out of all of them you think that you're probably most excited for, though?
Okay, so I'll go to two. Which one is the tag team title? Because I'm presuming the Young Bucks win the Casino Royale this week, and it's Young Bucks, Fish and O'Reilly, and Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. I think the match is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And, of course, Bryan Danielson and Moxley is almost like that match could be match of the year. So those are the two that I'm most. But I'm, you know, Adam Page and Adam Cole is going to be a great match. Jericho and Kingston should be heated. The promos have been just tremendous. Punk and MJF dog collar match is going to be a big bloodbath.
Ugh.
So
I'm excited, but ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it will be, but it has to be. It's a dog collar match. You know, it's like you can't underdeliver in that situation, and they won't. You know, they're both old school guys in their mentality, and you know, the promo wise, I mean, geez, the promo MJF did on Wednesday's show was phenomenal. And but every match, you know, Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, the last match they had was a match of the year candidate. So, I mean, they got some pretty big stuff to, you know, live up to. I don't know if they'll be able to do what they did with the blood and the thumbtacks and everything, but they have to have a good match, because if they don't, everyone's going to go, oh, what a letdown.
All right, but Dave, what's the match you are looking forward to most? You, Dave Meltzer, just you as a guy, a wrestling fan sitting there watching the show.
Danielson Moxley.
Yeah.
Danielson Moxley, if I've got to pick one. Yeah.
There you go. There you have it. Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer. What can people find in this week's edition?
Yeah, it's going to be the big stories are going to be what's Tony Khan's announcement. The Young Bucks got the announcement tomorrow, which I'm presuming is the show in Los Angeles, whatever day that's going to be. And WWE, I mean, the Vince Pat McAfee angles obviously being shot. We already know that. We know the end result of that. And if they do, I think we're a week away from the Austin tease because they still got to do that tag match next week. I mean, just everything to do with WrestleMania. There's going to be WrestleMania announcements all week. I've got to figure.
So much. I mean, it's a great time to be a wrestling fan, but man, is there a lot to keep track of. Dave Meltzer does the best job of it, though. WrestlingObserver.com. As always, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, have a great week.
Coming up, 2.0 from AEW. Join us on the show as we get a taste right here on Sunday Night's Main Event.
You're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event on TSN Radio.
If you're a fan of Sunday Night's Main Event, check out WrestlingObserver.com, a daily podcast, multiple podcasts per day, with hosts Dave Meltzer, Brian Alvarez, and a number of others. You get a full library of podcasts dating back to 2005, over 9,000 shows, hundreds of back issues of Dave's Wrestling Observer newsletter dating back to 1991, and so much more. Don't miss out. Check it out today. WrestlingObserver.com.
When I'm on me boat, battling the waves, trying to gather me fish, it takes two important factors. A keen eye and a peeled ear. Me pappy told me, when you least expect it, expect it. And don't let a little choppy water get in your way. So when I pops the top of my Lake Effect IPA, I don't fret when the crest of a wave slaps me hard and I spill a little bit down me chin. I think of it as a favor, 'cause it's not too often out here that I gets to wash me beard. Go with the Lake Effect. It'll guide you right every time.
Lake Effect IPA, now available at an LCBO near you, the GLB retail store, and GreatLakesBeer.com.
You're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event on TSN Radio.
Welcome back to Sunday Night's Main Event. Mike McGuire here, and we're going to get right into it. In fact, may I dare say we are going to get a taste.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a taste?
Mike McGuire. I was promised Michael Landsberg.
Yeah.
Is this off the record?
It's not off the record.
I thought this was off the record. Wow. Where's Landsberg?
I apologize. I apologize.
I can't see it tonight.
Yeah, give us a K.
We should probably, for those that are listening just to the audio exclusively, we should introduce properly Matt Lee and Jeff Parker 2.0 from AEW.
Oh, yeah.
And so people are getting used to the voice. Jeff, say hello.
Hello.
Matt, say hello.
What's going on, guys?
Now you know who's who if you're just listening to the audio. So.
Oh, yeah.
Now you know.
Get a taste.
It's going to get loud.
Get a taste right here loud. Tonight.
I'm going to warn all of you right
the
now.
The main so. Event.
I know it's a story you've talked about before, so I'm not going to bug you about the nitty gritty, but what a ride you have had through the years. So basically started in Montreal.
Yeah.
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 And then the biggest breaks, I guess, came with Chikara, and that led to AEW. But of course, there was a stop in WWE along the way.
Yeah, there was a little two and a half year stop in a factory.
Nice little factory
in Orlando.
Job. Nice little factory job. So we started in Montreal, and this is really when we started. It was before the indie scene in Montreal was much of anything.
Well, I mean, there was like two companies.
Yeah.
And we had the internet, but you don't realize you can just. You have no idea indie wrestling exists, basically.
Yeah.
Through the years, there was a solid group of people in the Montreal scene who started breaking out. And with that, going to, your PWGs and your Ring of Honors and stuff like that, and bringing that knowledge back to home and helping the guys who are still there branch out and make more connections. And
that's what we did. We were part of that group that kind of broke out.
Yeah.
And like you said, we went to Chikara, and that was really where we... made a name for ourselves on the independents, with Mike Quackenbush and that group there.
Yeah.
As far as your interaction, your participation with AEW, since you guys showed up on the scene, did you have any idea what they had planned for you at all off the hop? And for those that aren't familiar, some of your first interactions were with people like Sting and Eddie Kingston and Darby Allin,
and Moxley.
So it all came together very quickly, just in a matter of days, less than a day, maybe.
Yeah.
And so we part ways with I almost said WCW. We part ways with WWE. And then 6 weeks later, we're in the ring live on Dynamite in the middle of Jacksonville at Daly's Place, live on Dynamite, John Moxley, Sting, Darby Allin,
Eddie Kingston.
Unbelievable.
Just thrown into the deep end.
It was just unbelievable.
Which in all honesty, after, you spend a good 2.5 years just trying to get some sort of traction under you, trying and not really getting the opportunities. And then you start on your first night and you're thrown into that situation. It's to coin the phrase of it's a Tony Khan catchphrase, but let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It was so
ready for it, and it hasn't stopped since, which is
absolutely
incredible.
And we just tried to keep that momentum going. And I think the one thing that we learned from our time over there is good soldiers are the first to die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we want to be squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? And that's what we've been doing, CM Punk wants to come in. No problem, CM Punk.
Yep.
We'll take you out.
Welcome.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Welcome.
He doesn't give a rat's ass. Garcia doesn't give a rat's ass. All right. Sting. No problem.
Yeah.
Jericho. No problem.
No problem.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease. Let that be a lesson for everybody out there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one way to look at it. If you want to go from what we saw on the screen, you definitely got the grease. Okay, I want to jump into some fan stuff here. We'll talk a little bit more about what's coming up, of course. The tag team scene in AEW is incredible, just how many teams there are to begin with. But the SNME radio family, they jumped in immediately after hearing that you guys were going to be on the show. One thing that Kirk wants to know is, now that you have an AEW connection, Moxley, everything else, do you still have a beef with one Renee Paquette?
That will never end.
No, we'll never end.
That will never end.
We saw the eyes that she gave to the title the day that we won that belt in BTA Cincinnati. She walked by with her child.
Mm-hmm.
She had her eye on the gold.
Yep.
And I'm never going to let it go. I'll never forget that look on her face. She's a little bit of a coward. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Going to hold on to that grudge for a very long time. She's that's Canadian. It. You figured we'd get along.
That's it. Maybe that's why... Yeah, Moxley keeps he's got a beef with us. That could be the issue right there, we keep calling out his wife.
This is all
the mother of his child.
That's a fantastic point.
You guys are super friendly. You're Canadian, you're fun to talk to, but man, you guys got some questionable ideas.
Trying to make a name, bro. We're just trying to get over.
Ask Matt which bubblegum smacks the best.
Ooh, good question. I'm not really, I mean, I think bubblegum very underrated, but I typically go mint, you know, because I drink a lot of coffee. You never know with the breath. You
not
know?
So Tim Hortons coffee, obviously.
Yeah, right. So I'm a mint guy and I go cube mint. Mm-hmm. Any type of cubed gum. It's got to be in the cube.
How many cubes?
Is that the ones in the tin or the ones in the paper?
No. And in like the plastic container.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now. So if I'm on my way to the gym, I'll do two on the way to the gym. And when I park the car, I take another two. So I'm pounding four gums before I get in there.
It's a real big chew.
Get a stretch going. Get some music going. Get a pump going. That's how you keep the strong jawline.
We're in the studio right now, and I'm literally looking right just over my shoulder. We have a box full of gum.
Yeah,
just a box full of gum.
But if we're talking bubble gum, Hubba Bubba original, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Bazooka Joe, if you want to read a little comic.
Who
doesn't like to be entertained? Okay, so that's some of the fan questions. We'll get to a couple more here. Sure. If you're just tuning in, we have Matt and Jeff from 2.0 AEW Tag Team joining us here on Sunday night's main event. Fellas, the tag team scene in AEW is lauded as being probably the most diverse in North America right now. You have Jurassic Express as your tag team champions, mm-hmm. loads of competition, battle royals galore to see who's going to be facing them coming up at Revolution. Obviously you want a stake in that match. So when it comes to staying in the tag team scene with so much variety and so many different competitors in there, how do you feel you're managing to stay where you are as far as being noticed, as far as being relevant, and as far as getting the opportunity you have? What do you think is the key to that success?
I think we're still trying to figure that out, to navigate those waters.
For sure.
Right. We're still relatively new, right? Maybe 6 months into this AEW run. And we've managed to make a bit of a name for ourselves in the tag team division.
Yeah.
And to keep that rolling moving forward, I think you just got to keep taking names, man.
You just got to keep
taking names.
Since we walked into AEW, we've taken shots and we've thrown punches at some of the biggest and some of the best. And the thing about throwing punches at people is you're not going to win every fight. It's just when you pick a fight, you're not going to win every one of them. But we're going to keep picking fights. And I think for us, there's also a very big element of we do what I feel nobody else does in the way that we approach professional wrestling. And you look at that tag team scene we're talking about. If you watch this past episode,
this battle royal, 10 teams,
the amount of talent in that match,
FTR, alone. The Young Bucks, the Ass Boys, 2.0,
tons,
Pride and Powerful.
So I can't stand, but you know, they're in there. It's Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Like there's just so many teams in there. It's just like, when you look at it top to bottom, some of the absolute best teams of this generation of wrestling. So, hey,
and that's only half. I think there's going to be another half this week. More.
Yeah. So, it's just picking a lot of fights.
We do have another battle royal coming up. We may also, if the rumor mill is saying what it's saying, we may also have another tag team that have the audacity to come into this company calling themselves Matt and Jeff together.
Are we talking about the Hardy Boys?
Yeah, I think
we're talking about the Hardy Boys.
Alluding to.
Is that a done deal?
I haven't seen Jeff Hardy around.
I haven't seen him around.
I don't want to see
him. I did put out a tweet last week, though. I wanted a bit of that Hardy ass.
You did. And
that's what we want.
They've been around for, you know, quite a while, and that's all great. That's nice. But there's a new Matt and Jeff in town.
Yeah, there is.
We own Matt and Jeff now. So if they want a taste of the names back, maybe we put it up on a poll.
Why don't you come get it, boys?
Maybe we put it up on a poll.
Well, Matt and Jeff on a poll match. Jeff? Huh? How about it?
Hey, you know, we said it earlier with CM Punk when he walked in the door. We said, hey, welcome. Welcome to AEW. If Jeff Hardy wants to walk through, I'd be more than happy.
Oh, I'd love more to slap the paint off his stupid face.
More than happy to welcome him.
Tell us about Daniel Garcia. And I know that you guys have a history that led up before AEW. You guys had either met or worked with each other before different promotions. When you see him getting these opportunities as well, and you're there, are you considering yourselves as being, I mean, we see it on TV, especially with the mentorship role, so to speak, and things. But when it comes to behind the scenes, is there a similar relationship between you guys, and how are you guys taking to going from basically being in developmental to one system to having these big encounters with the stars? And what advice are you imparting to to people like him? And also at the same time, what kind of advice is being imparted to you? Because you're still relatively, compared to some of the roster, like very, very new on this level of a scene. So yep. What's the best advice going around in both directions?
On Garcia, we call him our son, right? On screen. And that dynamic is, it holds true very much behind the scenes. Yep. We care about the kid. We love him. You know, he's one of us. And it's not just a one-way street. Like, he's taught us a lot about professional wrestling, right? Tons. He dives into like the technical aspects of wrestling. He loves Japanese wrestling, and he feeds us advice. Hey, what if you try this, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're learning just as much from him as he is from us.
Absolutely. We love that kid. Like, we became very fast friends, very close, very quickly. It's like, you always have that risk when you're thrown into something with somebody. Are you going to get along personally, professionally? You know, you never know what that's like. And we're having this conversation a couple of weeks ago. It's just like, it feels like we've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it. We are legitimately very close. Like, we speak every day, every single day, and we're together, and we're talking about wrestling all the time and just life.
So when was the first dance? Was maybe 2 weeks after we had debuted. And I don't know if we've told this story before.
Oh yeah.
It's the debut of CM Punk, right? And Garcia's wrestling John Moxley. And this, to close the show, we get beat up by Sting, Darby, Moxley, Eddie Kingston, and we're heading back up the aisleway. And I don't know if we're on the air or not, but we've only been with Garcia maybe 2 weeks at this point. Mm-hmm. And we have our arms around each other, and we're beat up, and we're looking out in front of 20,000 people, sold out United Center. And Garcia is just like, I'm gonna curse here. You can beep it out if you want.
Go ahead.
I love you guys. I fucking love you guys. Look at this. I fucking love you guys. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Very, and like, very real moment. We're just like, so there's that two-way street. It's like, I remember in that moment saying, like, dude, just take this in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Take this in. Take a real moment here. And that's what we're talking about. It's like, we very much, as far as a mentorship, look, this kid he's a natural as far as pro wrestling goes. Like, I we say it a lot. He is going to be, and he already is well on his way to being one of the best pure professional wrestlers in the entire world.
It seems like there's a very family strong dynamic with a lot of the AEW wrestlers, and you hear that a lot in interviews and things like that. So I'm wondering if that's your experience and if you feel like it's easy to basically talk to anybody there.
Absolutely. There is a huge family, and a huge, more importantly, there's a big team vibe that goes around in AEW. Like, everybody wants everybody to succeed. Because we know that if together we all put together a fantastic 2-hour program, then we all succeed together, you know. So everybody is so approachable, like from everybody you've mentioned, every single person you've mentioned, everybody that you could think of, you could go up and ask people questions. You know, CM Punk has done plenty of interviews.
Like, I don't know who CM Punk was before, but the CM Punk today in 2021, 2022 could not be cooler.
No,
he could not be cool with the entire locker room. Like, I don't know how many times I don't want to bust his reputation, but like, he buys pizza for the boys, brings sushi for the boys into the locker room.
And then you'll have a guy like Dustin Rhodes, who's been in professional wrestling for a long time and will always go out of his way just to give you a piece of advice or to come over and tell you if something you did was good, which is something that, you know, you don't always think. A lot of times people are there to correct, oh, that kind of looked bad, maybe work on this, but to come over and just say, oh, that worked really well, like stuff like that. And then, you know, you have your guy with, I don't like giving him a compliment because
who's
of
this?
The situation, ooh, things have been, but Chris Jericho. Okay. So before
one of the worst Canadians of all time,
before things got to where they were, you know, I'll have to admit that, you know, he helped us out a lot. You know, he had us on Talk of Jericho, and he
was gave us a lot of good
advice.
Really
too.
Helped us out.
You know, that relationship.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And then we did smash him in the face with a chair.
We did.
Yeah, look, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
He hit me with a bat a few times.
He did. You got to get noticed. You said it earlier. You got to get noticed.
Right.
You got to get
noticed.
But now the vibe is great. It's absolutely, it's a big, everyone, we're still growing. We're still
building.
And the one question that a lot of AEW fans in particular are having, and I'm not going to get into the details of what he's doing next and everything else, but did you feel an impact with the announcement of Cody leaving the company?
You have to say yes. Like,
it was shocking.
It was shocking. No doubt. Not something you expect. On a personal level, we got along fantastically with Cody. Like,
it was a relationship that was budding, right? Yeah. It was a relationship that we was starting to grow and cultivate. So on a personal level, a little bummed that he had left, you know?
He was a big part of welcoming us and making us feel like part of the team and part of the family right away. So it certainly is. It's shocking, but, you know, in the business that we're in professional wrestling, like, shocking things happen all the time.
It's none of our business, really, what happens next. No, but absolutely. I will say this. I'm definitely in the 2.0 business now. You guys have been absolutely great to have on the show. I can't wait to see what happens in the future with 2.0. Can you give us any indication? Let's say that the casino battle royal goes your way here coming up, or if it doesn't happen, what is your next strategy? What are your eyes on the prize? What do you have planned to keep?
Well, I'll tell you right now, there's somebody who keeps opening his mouth, and his name is Brian Danielson. Mm-hmm. And he keeps talking about getting his hands on our son, I think, right? Well, like, wants to mentor him?
Yeah.
Wants to mentor him?
Yeah, now that...
Just shove it up your ass, now Daniel. Now
that Garcia's well on his way, he wants to jump on the bandwagon. So there's a lot of people who do a lot of talking. Listen, hopefully the next battle royal goes well. You know, listen, there's no question we want to be AEW World Tag Team Champions. That is not a question. But there's also a lot of things that we need to take care of. There's a lot of people who need a little bit of attention, and we're going to give it to them.
Tell you right now, squeaky wheel gets the grease.
The grease.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease, Michael Landsberg.
Thank you very much, Matt Hardy. All right. They are Matt Lee, Jeff Parker. They are 2.0 from AEW. You can, of course, catch them on AEW Dynamite, Rampage, and quite possibly at AEW Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen,
Revolution thank you Live on pay-per-view.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing us a taste.
There you go.
That's how you do it. A professional right there. Professional. Well done. Okay. Thanks, Landsberg.
The Record with Michael Landsberg is brought to you by the Cake Steakhouse and Bar.
I just had to do it. All the Landsberg talk. I've met Michael Landsberg. He even knows that the most memorable interviews he's ever done on Off the Record are with the wrestlers. Big thanks to 2.0 from AEW. They could be a part of AEW Revolution. Plus, if you enjoyed that talk with 2.0, there's actually an extended version of the interview on our Patreon, patreon.com/SNME Radio, and a video version will be coming later this week. We're talking Revolution next with Boris and Matt right here on Sunday night's main event.
I'm Manny Arsenal, and I'm with Baller Gear.
Hi, I'm Chad Jeter, and I'm with Baller Gear.
I'm Ricky Collins Jr., and I'm with Baller Gear.
Baller Gear is the official home for the CG brand, 39 Sack, Root Demons, Shaq One, Manny Show,
Front Happy Collections, and more.
We're also the newest home for the official tees from SNME Radio.
Check out the selection of tees today at ballergear.ca.
You're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event on TSN Radio.
Welcome back to Sunday Night's Main Event. Big thanks to AEW's 2.0, Matt Lee, Jeff Parker. If you missed the interview or you'd like to hear an extended version of it, head to snmeradio.com or patreon.com/snmeradio. All right, from one dynamic tag team to another, SNME Radio's own Boris Aguilar, Matt Ederer. We are a week away from AEW's Revolution pay-per-view. It's turning out to be a loaded card. The question, which match are you looking forward to the most? I'm going to try and do what Excalibur did on Friday's Rampage and go through the entire card as fast as humanly possible. Here we go. Tornado Trios match. Andrade El Idolo, Matt Hardy and Isaiah Cassidy versus Sammy Guevara, Sting and Darby Allin. Chris Jericho against Eddie Kingston. Face of the Revolution ladder match with Keith Lee, Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, Ricky Starks, Orange Cassidy, and to be determined. Ty Conti versus Jade Cargill for the TBS Championship. Jurassic Express defending the AEW World Tag Team Championship against Red Dragon and to be announced, most likely 2.0. Fingers crossed anyways, now friends of the show. Thunder Rosa versus Dr. Britt Baker DMD for the AEW Women's World Championship. CM Punk versus MJF in a dog collar match. Moxley versus Danielson. And AEW World Champion Adam Page defends against Adam Cole in a battle for the Superior Adams. Gentlemen, what is your match you're most looking forward to? Matt, we start with you.
I got to say Mox versus Danielson. And I'm not sure it has been the best built match, but in terms of which two wrestlers or combination of wrestlers are going to get in the ring and produce the thing that I want to see the most, for sure, by far, Mox versus Danielson. Hook it to my veins, Mike.
All right, Boris, what match has got your eye the most here?
It has to be a dog collar match between CM Punk and MJF. The buildup has just been just amazing. It has me completely invested after their personally subpar match on Dynamite. I'm really looking forward to this match to see if they can redeem the entire storyline And I'm sure they will. But this is for sure the match I'm looking forward to the most.
Redeem the entire storyline. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
I agree with both of you. Both those matches are going to be great. I have to put in a shout out, though, for Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker. This is the match I've been waiting for. I've told the story on here before. I've seen Thunder Rosa in the Indies traveling across Canada and sleeping at promoters' houses just to cover the bills, to get the expenses done. And now she's going for the biggest title in the company. This is going to be an amazing, amazing match. The rematch from the Lights Out. Let's do it.
Are we sure that QT versus Hook isn't happening on the pre-card? I would write in that if it happens on YouTube in the pre-show. That's going to be good. I want to see Hook have like a longer match.
Well, it won't be against QT, I'll tell you that. One thing we can guarantee, though, free for everyone who wants to be a part of it. There will be an AEW Revolution after party happening online live. Boris, tell us all about it.
After the show, about 10 to 15 minutes after, we're going live online on YouTube. Patrons get a special link to participate in the show. Everybody can watch it on YouTube. Dan DeMatlaransky, Joe Aguinaldo, your old Fs, chatting all things AEW Revolution.
We are out of time. Again, big thanks to AEW's 2.0 for joining us on the show today. Make sure you're following the SNME Radio social because we got a big announcement as who's going to be joining us. Until next week, as always, thanks for listening, letting us do what we do. Play safe, drive safe. I'll be seeing ya.
Thanks for finding Sunday Night's Main Event. To get the complete show as well as bonus weekly podcasts, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/SNME Radio.